The plan's most noticeable changes are expansion in the 3rd District and contraction in the 2nd, as reflected by the 2010 census. Last night's meeting was sparsely attended, with most of the dozen citizens there to educate themselves on the process rather than speak out against specific problems. Parker Agelasto is an independent consultant and 5th District resident.
I've been concerned all along with redistricting because it has a history of being negative in how they redistrict and can increase the power of one voice and decrease the power of another voice.
Council will cast their final vote on the plan in mid-November and must then submit it for the approval of the mayor and then to the U.S. Justice Department to ensure compliance with the Voting Rights Act. Craig Carper, WCVE News City Hall.